Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here with us is ESPN's very own Nick Friedell joining Ray and I here on Warriors Live. Nick, thank you very much. How are you tonight?
I am hanging in, guys. It's always good to hear your voices, and I still can't believe that after all the energy that they poured into that game on Friday in beating Phoenix, that they got down so far against San Antonio and still almost won. So it's been an interesting week in Warriors world, but this is a team that is in a very, very positive direction still, and is feeling good about what's coming in the next few weeks.
No doubt. To add to that positive direction, saw the news coming from Slater from the Kerr pregame presser saying that Andre Iguodala is expected to be back for the Warriors' upcoming road trip. That is good, because they're going to need some help on this upcoming road trip. If back-to-backs trips them up at home, they've got back-to-backs coming up on the road. So, you know, I was saying earlier, and by the way, my tolerance for the Warriors' lack of energy, I mean, like, you know, what I couldn't go run around the block if I had to. But, you know, I also don't want to hear about how tired anyone is and a home back-to-back before we've even gotten to Christmas Eve. It's a little bit too early to be complaining about dog day tires, isn't it?
It is. But I think they invested so much, Damon, into that game on Friday.
Sure.
And they felt so good about where they were at after knocking off Phoenix and ending that streak, that the intensity and emotion, while they weren't using it as an excuse on Saturday, it got the best of them. And it happens during an 82-game season. The only thing that was a little strange was that you didn't have Kuminga or Moody in that second game against San Antonio, but I understood what the organization was doing in sending them to Santa Cruz, getting them those game reps that they're going to need down the line anyway. So no big deal. I'm curious to see how they perform on this East Coast swing, though, because like you said, the Magic stink. They should get this game tonight, and the Blazers are a complete mess on a variety of different levels, so they should be fine in a couple days as well. The key becomes, okay, how do you do against some of these East teams that may not be at the top of the standings, but it's a different look on the road, especially with all the historical significance of Steph probably breaking that three record on this trip. So there are a lot of different layers there, but I don't think anybody's feeling bad. And like you mentioned, Andre Iguodala not playing the last few weeks, that's a little concerning, but you got to prepare him for April and beyond, and anything before that you get out of him right now is a bonus.
Speaking of Iguodala, would you imagine that when he appears on the road trip that Steve Kerr might use him a bit more judiciously in terms of minutes played, because he was playing what seemed to be a high number of minutes for him at the start and night after night? So I'm wondering if maybe Kerr might say, maybe we scale him back to 12 to 14, or is he just going to use him as circumstances fit each night?
Ray, he's like the break glass in case of emergency guy on this roster right now. I mean, Steve Kerr loves him so much, and he is so well respected in that locker room, but I'm with you in the sense that in these next couple weeks, you just kind of put him out there a little less because you just need him a little more sometimes. And he had played so well early on then I'm sure they're going to be cautious because they know, like the rest of us know now, especially as it pertains to Andre, they need him for the stretch drive. And right now, these games are fun and all well and good to win, but in the grand scheme of things, they aren't going to matter that much once the playoffs roll around. So if you can limit his minutes now and you can give those minutes to a Damian Lee or a Juan Toscano-Anderson or Gary Payton II has gotten even more minutes here lately and played very well. So whoever it is, I would be very surprised to see Andre out there for heavy minutes at any point during this big trip.
Our friend Nick Ferdell here on Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. I think we'd all be surprised to see James Wiseman back in the mix anytime soon. He's still not scrimmaging. Individual court workouts is all he's been. I mean, we're going to see Klay Thompson before we see James Wiseman at this point, don't you think?
It sure feels that way, Damon, and that is a stunner. Because all along, from before the season even began, it was, all right, let's get James healthy, and he should be ready to go, if not for the beginning of camp, at least for the beginning of the season. And Steve Kerr and the coaching staff has said this several times over the course of the last couple months. You just can't predict how the meniscus is going to heal and how Wiseman is going to feel once he gets out there. But there's no other way to spin it at this point. And Kerr was asked about this a little bit ago pregame, but the question, I believe Kareth asked, it was, hey, do you think that we're going to see Wiseman before the new year begins? And Steve, not wanting to put a firm timeline on any of it, didn't give a specific answer, but it was clear in reading between the lines that January now feels like the most likely time that we're going to see Wiseman back on the floor. So it is a little bit of a concern because all along it was supposed to be Klay comes back somewhere around Christmas, early January, and Wiseman is back long before that point. And now it's almost like it's all reversed because I'm with you. We're going to end up seeing Klay Thompson back on the floor before we see Wiseman. And those odds would have been very, very high prior to the season, even about a month ago. But Wiseman just has not progressed to the level where they feel comfortable putting him out there and being part of those scrimmages that you mentioned.
Well, and I think it's a little bit of a false prophet to say that he is going to be the answer to all big men questions. And we've seen some big men questions come up. Now, Nick, you grew up with a Penny Hardaway jersey and a little love, I'm guessing.
Horace Grant goggles.
Horace Grant, Rex Specs, God bless you. This is a team that if it's going to present any problem for the Warriors, it'll be due to front court size. You know, Wendell Carter Jr., Mo Bamba. It is Franz Wagner. I don't think we're calling him a big, but he's got some height on him. This is a bad Orlando team, and I know that no one in our audience wants a dissertation on who the Magic are or aren't, but real quick, thumbnail sketch who they are and aren't at this point.
Well, the guy to keep an eye on, Damon, is Cole Anthony. It's Greg Anthony's son. He went to North Carolina. He was a first-rounder last year. He didn't pan out the way they wanted last season, but he has come on strong
this year, and he's
been that offensive presence they were hoping that he could be when they drafted him. So he's really the guy that makes the Magic go. They're really bad, though. So, you know, he can go off for 25 or 30 all he wants. They don't have enough to deal with the Warriors' firepower. The other guy in the quick Orlando thumbnail, though, is Jalen Suggs. And he's a guy that a lot of people got to know last year during the Final Four playing with Gonzaga and hitting that shot against UCLA. A lot of people thought he would come in and have a really strong season. He has not, and now he's hurt. So the Magic are a long ways away without Fultz and Isaac, but Cole Anthony tonight, as far as this game goes, is the guy to keep an eye on.
Is there, as you look ahead past this game and Portland, which, by the way, you know, is looking for a general manager, do you look at this road trip as a meaningful stretch of games in terms of the bigger picture, or is it just getting through it without nobody getting hurt or them ending up with a four-game losing streak?
Ray, I think it's meaningful because this team still hasn't been on the road that much. And when you're going on the road and you're playing in those big time national showcase games, like that first one in Philly will be, and then you go to the Garden and you see the Knicks. I know they haven't played the way that a lot of people thought they would, but then you go to Boston. Those are usually big events, and everybody's going to come out to see Steph perform and do what he's been doing. But as always with this team, especially with the way they've started, you just have to hope everybody stays healthy. But I do think it's a little bit of a test, because this group, when you go through that schedule, there still hasn't been that many big games. We saw two of them last week against Phoenix, and they split them with the Suns. And we've seen a handful of others over the first month and a half. But this is a team that could use the experience of being on that type of platform. And when you go on those long East Coast swings and you play some of those history teams and the legacy teams like the Knicks and the Celtics, they always bring out a little extra, and guys always love to play in those venues. So that part will be fun. And again, with Steph on the verge of breaking this record, there's going to be more intensity night to night than there would be otherwise.
Since you brought up his name, had a difficult night shooting the other night against San Antonio, and has had nights where he hasn't been very accurate. Are you noticing that he's growing frustrated with the number of people that teams are throwing at him? Is it harder for him to get the kind of open looks that he's used to? Or is he just going through a stretch where, you know, he's not as automatic as people have come to expect him to be?
He's definitely not outwardly frustrated, and that's the thing I've always respected about him, Ray, because... And we can go back a long period of time, but I just go back to last year. Teams were throwing the box and one at him. They were throwing three, four guys at him, depending on the possession. There were always more bodies going at Steph. So in that regard, from a look standpoint, he's not seeing anything he hasn't seen already. But I do think there's a little frustration in that there haven't been enough moments, at least in this last week, where he's kicking it and Poole's hit some big shots. But this is another example why we started off talking about Wiseman. This team really needs Klay. They're going to need Klay Thompson for exactly what you're describing, because until there are a variety of different guys who can show that they can help Steph and knock down those shots, and again, Poole has done that at times this season, and other guys have hit shots at various points, but not with as much consistency. They need Klay to space things out and to take some of that pressure off, because Steph has not shot the ball well. And Ray, to what you're going at, when he's missing the way he's missing, and he's acknowledged this, he's not only missing when he's got two or three guys on him, he's missing when he's open. He's missing the open looks because he's been looking for that opening so often. So it's another reminder that as great as the Warriors have been, if they're going to get to where they want to go this year, they're going to have to get something from Klay more than what anything we've seen to this point. And it's within him. It's just a matter of what type of player he is when he comes back, and even more so, what type of player he becomes after knocking that rust off for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, as you pointed out on the ESPN.com power ranking, Nick, he has missed 50 of his last 69 shots. So, you know, Steph Curry is, I challenge you to find any sample size in his career where he has missed that many out of that many shots. Probably not a lot, certainly not since he's won MVPs. And, you know, missing some bunny layups, much less the three-point shot. But you're right. I mean, we always talk about how everyone benefits from Steph's gravity. A little gravitational pull away from Steph Curry should do him real good, and that's where Klay Thompson's going to come into focus. We're not going to bother you back-to-back games. As you said, Damian Lillard comes in with a dysfunctional situation now with the Portland Trailblazers. And let's be totally honest, anyone listening to us, because he's from the Bay Area, cares more about this Portland game, probably the Orlando, with all due respect to the Magic. Let me just ask you, with a new general manager coming into town, does this mean that the Blazers-Lillard relationship is about to morph to that next level we thought it might not get to? Who says trade first, the new GM or Lillard himself?
I would think it would have to be Lillard, because if you're the Blazers, Damon, you are saying... hey, Dame, if you want to stay here, we'll build your statue. You're the reason people show up to our games. And so I would think you ride it out with your star the whole way. But if Damian Lillard looks around and says, hey, you know what? Everything's been great and everybody's been great to me here through the start of my career, but this team is going nowhere fast. I would think at some point, and only he has the answer to this, that he comes out and says, all right, it's time to start looking elsewhere. Now, I asked him about this specifically about 6 weeks ago, and he said, you can still win in a small market. He's always said it's important to stay in one place for him. It meant something a little bit more to him, but it is a mess there. And it is a mess with a team that is going nowhere fast. And as much as he wants to be loyal and is respected around the league, nobody would fault him for going and trying to win a ring of his own while he's still in his prime. So it's a fascinating, fascinating conversation that will be ongoing. But when you have the changes up top that they've had now and you have all these different variables in place, if you're the Blazers, I would think for the first time you've at least got to see what else is out there, because if you keep Lillard and you keep things the way they are and have been the last few years, that is a team that is nowhere near title contention, and you're just going to waste away the last couple years of his prime.
Always great to talk to you. Nick Friedell, thank you so much for stopping on by and letting us dig into your prime. Thank you.
Ew.
I hope I can keep it up just like Steph.
Thank you so much. Quit missing the bunnies, Friedell. There he is. Our pal Nick Friedell off to Chase Center to cover this one tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.